This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Get me V. Hale in my ears.
There she is.
There she is.
We were talking
earlier, and I was thinking, one of these days, you're going to end up on some nighttime adventure, and you're going to show up here with some fucking crazy story.
With like a mushroom mark like on her face, just sideways.
From a mushroom slap? Mushroom slap me?
I do enjoy that.
You do?
Yeah, sure. Who doesn't like that?
Not
funny.
Not so much here, but like open mouth on
that's
the tongue
funny.
And stuff.
Who doesn't enjoy that? A lot of people don't enjoy that.
Yeah, I don't want it. Thanks.
My partner doesn't like
but
it either.
Keep your, like to give it.
Oh, yeah, but I don't want your dick in my mouth. Keep that to yourself.
Have you ever tried to do it while somebody's standing up? So funny. Like I'll run and do a jump like this.
Oh.
You're kidding me. You're trying to like do a hip swivel by a person's face, and she's standing there like with her eyes closed.
The stupidest thing. No, it's not her standing there with her eyes closed. It's supposed to be a surprise thing. Yeah.
So you're surprised by jumping. So you kind of sort of jump sideways and do a body turn right in front of her face?
Yeah, exactly. Just a straight jump body turn.
Some kind of Matrix thing or something?
It does feel Matrixy, doesn't it?
With the dick in slow motion.
It's wrong on so many
You know,
levels.
I'm thinking that I'm looking for things, considering things that we could do during the secret show we're doing with the drag party. I'm feeling like that might be something that the audience would really like.
Oh yeah,
to see.
Okay, because now we're stripping and doing porn. All right.
What's porny about that? It's a simple move.
You just work yourself into a hard on and slap. Yeah. V
doesn't
across
even have
the
to be
face.
Hard. Oh
she
yeah, we'll use V.
Yeah,
doesn't
v
even have to be hard. You just have
a
softie. Just you know, then no one gets hurt. No one gets an eye poked out.
I can't
out.
Get there quick enough. That sounds so amazing.
Yeah, right. I'm sure my partner would love that.
Is it June 24th? Yeah.
It is June 24th. By the way, June 24th, the Sarah and Vinny Not-So-Secret drag show. We're having a big
That's
party
right.
at August Hall SF. Go to AugustHallSF.com. You can buy your way. This guarantees you a seat, this VIP thing. It's $20 a ticket. You can buy those. You can go for free. If you're like that person who's like, I'll be there at 11 a.m., I'll get in the line, I'll definitely get in the door. If you feel comfortable with that, you can go for free. Just RSVP. Mm-hmm. You got to go to the AugustHallSF.com website.
Right.
This is you typing.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're on our list because you have to RSVP to get in. But there's no, you know, there's no guarantee with just a straight RSVP. If you buy the VIP tickets, you're in. And we're going to have a big party. Like, V-Hale is going to be there. We are working on some stunts that Bryn's going to do with some mushroom slaps.
Dick
tricks.
Good.
We're going to do a bunch of dick tricks.
I never volunteered
that'll be fun.
That,
we're going to do, we're going to put the summer shred up on display.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll have that going.
Summer shred.
I'll bring the baby oil.
Dirty oil. Good.
Oh, God.
Thomas's
God.
Promises. Bryn, you are going to be part
wife
of summer.
Wife is Brazilian, though. No. They probably have buckets of it in the garage.
Yeah, you got to ask the wife.
You get a deal by in bulk, right?
And then me and Bryn, yeah, we're going to have a little shred.
Is Myara coming or what? Is she going to come to it?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, Myara will be there.
All right. Nice.
Trying to get my brother to come.
All right.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's all part of Pride.
That's exciting.
And we're super excited to do it. So, again, AugustHallSF.com. The month, the long hallway in your house, HallSF.com.
San Francisco.
Yeah. And right, exactly. Okay, so I have one ready to go. Does anybody have anything that they want to?
Yep.
Nothing? Okay.
Are you watching Ted Lasso?
I heard you guys talking about that. You can't skip season 2.
No, he's already seen season 2. He's saying I want to rewatch it before
I
get
starts.
Dude,
the new
it won't
one.
Even make any sense.
Yeah, because it's been a while.
I haven't watched the season finale yet, though.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. We move on. Do your thing. Say stuff.
A lot of crying, huh? In that?
The last few episodes, V?
Oh. I guess.
No.
You didn't cry on episode 10 and 11?
Only Vinny. I'll cry, don't worry.
He gives a speech. It's fine.
Don't do it, V.
Oh, don't stop.
I don't want it.
You know what? That's my fault.
No.
I should have just jumped. Why am I not doing the letter right now?
Do the letter.
You guys will cry definitely if you would go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and watch the first video on there. It's the American Idol kid.
Thank God, that
he's so
kid.
Good. I really want you to watch it. You're missing out.
Can we watch it right now? Can you just put it on there right now? Let's get this over with.
No, because it's like a whole 4 to 5 minutes. I want you guys to just like enjoy it.
There's
so much talent there.
We'll turn off the recording for 4 minutes. We'll watch the thing and we'll come back and we'll all be crying.
No, this is your homework. I want you guys just to power through
this show. Let's just read the letter. My bad. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I got caught up in a
Vanessa
V&B conversation.
Vanessa,
can't believe that didn't make you cry, though. Yeah. Really? You are dead inside.
Give
my
us
God,
a review
man.
After you watch it, Vanessa.
Yeah. I cry at shows. I just didn't on those.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I know Vanessa will cry at this one. This Facebook
You
thing.
Gotta stop trying to make fetch happen, dude.
We don't want to.
We don't care about that. We don't want to watch
and,
more
and
things.
And make sure you edit out what I just said, because I don't want anyone hearing that. Edit that out. Go on. Start.
What was it?
Yeah, say words.
Hey, all. Hey. Good start. Pretty good start right there. I've been going through a transition with a close friend, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. By the way, she says, not sexy. So they're not transitioning from friends to fuck buddies or anything.
Okay.
For context, I'm a female in my late 30s. I'm married and I have kids. I have a friend I met in my 20s and we became close. Shared lots of life moments together, drunk nights out of the bar, meeting our now husbands, helping each other with moves, being in each other's weddings, etc. We've been close friends through it all. However, I have always felt that I cared more about the friendship than she did. Or rather, it meant more to me than her. I would say I'm the type to have a small handful of close friends and she's more the type to have lots of friends and be very social. Jump ahead to now, and it feels like there's a distance in our friendship. We both have young kids, so life is busy, but it feels like we're both to a point where we aren't making the friendship a priority. I started pulling back last year when I realized I'm always the one to reach out and make plans. We live in the same small town. Oh, sorry, the same town, so we'd get together for a weekly library play date with the kids. She would share the stories of other things they did that week, and I started realizing she never considers me to make plans with. Then I found out they were buying a boat and a cabin in Tahoe, but she'd only shared the information after the fact. If someone's your close friend, don't you share that news as you're going through it? I told her she should share that kind of info, and she said, I don't want to feel like I'm bragging. Which is legit.
That is legit.
Other stuff just started adding up to me pulling back. I realized she doesn't really share the real life stuff, doesn't talk about the hardships of motherhood, how her husband can be annoying at times, etc. Just the real life talk that close friends share with one another. I would share some of my struggles, and she'd be understanding, but never reciprocated. It got to a point where I didn't want to share anymore because it felt one-sided. Then I felt bad because it felt like life was harder for me than for her, even though I know we all have our shit. In the last 6 months, we've gone from talking and seeing each other regularly to the occasional text. I'm okay with this distance because I feel like I had to take a step back to protect myself. It's like in my mind, I had to change my idea of her from a close friend to an acquaintance to sort of protect myself in the way the friendship felt. So here's my question. Do I need to have a conversation with her about this or just let it happen? It does make me sad that the friendship's gone this way, but every time I think about reaching out to explain my side, it makes me feel like that's exactly the problem. I care more than she does. Why hasn't she said anything? Why doesn't she try to make plans? And then I think I shouldn't get into that, the whole phone works both ways type of thinking. But then I go back to feeling like I care more. It's quite the cycle. There isn't hatred toward her. If anything, just sadness about the way it's gone. Have any of you ever experienced this type of shift in a friendship? I think adult friendships are way harder than you realize, and it's not really talked about much. So I appreciate any insight or anything you have to say about it. Thank you, Betty. It's a nickname. Feel free to say it.
Betty.
You're at least handling it maturely. It's hard to be on your side of it. I think so. She's
ghosting her friend.
She's not ghosting her. She's
been getting ghosted.
She's been getting ghosted and has realized that there definitely are situations where there's inequity. Like the one person's giving everything and it's like, I don't know, when you're dating someone and they're just sort of, yeah, I'll date you. You pay for stuff and I'm going to be kind of looking for other people to, I don't know. You're not in your 20s getting drunk and looking for dudes anymore. Things have changed.
I think if you cared enough to sit down and write an email into this morning show, then you care enough about your friendship to give it one time to sit her down and just say, hey, you know, this is kind of how I'm feeling. Blah, 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 blah.
Just to get confirmation of what this she already clearly knows, though.
Because I think
should she put out a cheese plate or what do you think?
Yeah, do you think a charcuterie board would be the way to go?
No, or? I mean, I think it would be
glass of wine
for the play date. I mean, that would be easier, but bring it up. And she's probably, like, I've dealt with stuff like this. Usually I'm kind of the one pulling away because I get over people, but not my friend, my best friend. Like, it's that same relationship since 20s, and I would be devastated if that happened to me. So that's why I think you need to at least say you tried, because if you don't, 5 years down the line or whatever, you're going to be like, shit, I should have reached out. I should have sat her down, and it may not change anything.
Well, that's an interesting take on it.
You know?
So, I feel like she's just going to get confirmation of what she already thinks.
And that's fine, but then she can know what she already knows and can say she addressed it.
Listen, Vanessa, if someone did that to you and sat you down, though, I mean, I'd be on my back foot. I'd be like, no, we're fine. I just don't think a chick is going to be really
the
mean,
sit-down
mean
conversation.
To your face.
Reaction.
I feel like you put on the spot and you're like, no, we're fine. And then now you really hate her. Mm. Now you don't want to see her at all.
I think that's the confirmation you need. Maybe they don't want to say it, but she would be like, you're right. We've totally drifted. My bad, just not feeling it, whatever. Or she might be like, nah, and you know you've drifted. So either way, it tells you what you need to know.
Do you think exotic meats and smelly cheeses and wine help the convo or hurt?
It could, but I think that with both kids and how rarely they meet up,
it won't fly.
Have time for that. So if they're at the park date, like she claimed, and the kids are out playing and they're sitting there, that's your time to talk.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But it already sounds like you were right. You were the only one putting in that you're not making plans anymore, and so you're not doing things together. It is sad. It's sad, and it's hard to understand because it does feel like a form of rejection, but it is just sort of the natural flow, ebb and flow of things, and you know, work on, find a different friend to overthink things with.
Let me run something by you guys.
And you don't care. She cares, so I think it should be addressed.
I'm not defending, like, you know, fine, get some exotic meat and, you know, or go to
really
the park where the kids
are. Are you hungry?
No.
Is that what's happening?
This is what I see girls do. It cracks me up that girls put cheese
so much
and
meat and cheese. It's like,
and then drink wine, and then they're like, yeah, this is what we do.
Hey, guys, what are you guys doing? I'm there to eat it. All right, I'll leave you alone.
I came for the cheese.
I came for the cheeses, stayed for the meats, left when the wine came out. I'm Vinny.
Prosciutto and salami.
Oh, gabagool.
Gouda.
Okay, here's what I'm trying
I'm
to say.
I'm hungry now.
You are?
I have meats and cheeses right there.
Oh,
in my purse.
You got a Slim Jim over there?
Got a Slim Jim and a bag of cheese balls.
Oh, yeah. Cantaloupe went well with the meats.
Oh, I know. So delicious. The salty ball of melon.
Okay, so look.
Wrapped with a goat feta cheese. Oh, okay,
so good.
Mm-hmm. I think that people play different roles in friendships. And sometimes there's a planner. There's a person that's a better planner. Mm. And that person is that way. It's not that they've been...
She's called the Julie McCoy of your relationship.
It's not been...
Hi, Sherry.
...cast upon that person. It's how that person
is. It's how they are. They
and
are
so,
planners.
While you may be... And I don't know you, so I'm bringing this up because I'm trying to check you out, or maybe you need to check yourself out. Are you the planner in most of your friendships and relationships? Because if that's the case... This it may have made this person lazy, but there's no question that she might be sitting there going, if she hasn't called, she's fucking busy.
Because she always has stuff planned.
So this other person might be sitting there going, "I when she's free, she checks me out. And since I haven't heard from her, I'm assuming she's super fucking busy. But we're good. We're friends. I'm here. I look forward to
it. Doesn't have to be black and white. We are friends or we aren't.
Right. So I'm just trying to point out that there's no question. On one hand, I have had friends and still have one of my best friends. We talk about him. And the truth is, I spew all my shit here.
Mm.
I got nothing left when I get off the air to talk to anybody about. That's the facts. So in reality... When him and I end up on the phone or even texting, he'll be like, oh, man, this happened, that happened. And I'm into the conversation because he's doing most of the heavy lifting.
Yes.
And I'm just there to.
There is absolutely a comfort level with a friend who's got something to say. And you're just like, well, it's just nice being with you.
Yeah. And so there's no
I
doubt.
I need to lay my heavy stuff on you.
That when he's done. All right, I'll talk to you later. Mm. And it's not reciprocal in that way because I'm already done. I've already done my
talking.
But
he never asks you what's going on with you or. He'll absolutely
we could talk. If I needed to talk, I could absolutely talk to him. But I've already talked for 5 hours on most days of the week.
I feel you.
So there isn't a lot that I'm not saying that.
Can't believe you pick up the phone. How nice that you have that in you to go.
There's scenarios,
phone calls.
But I know who he is and that he's got this. Yeah. He's going to tell me everything and I can sit there.
Just sit in a swing, listen to him.
So I'm just trying to say. It's very possible this person thinks that when they're not hearing from you, that you're just really fucking busy and they leave you alone. Almost. Now, that may not be the case. Maybe she fucking hates your guts.
No, she doesn't hate your guts. She texts with you. She shows up at your library play dates or whatever it is. She likes you. But she's not. I agree. You're doing more. This relationship matters more to you than it does to her. She's got other stuff going on. She's telling you about this other stuff, but it doesn't mean that she doesn't like you or that she's not your friend.
But that's what I'm not making my point clearly. She may like you as much as you like her. It just may be that you have different roles in this deal. And I agree with her. Like, it is weird to be talking to someone who doesn't have a second home and going, I'm getting a second home in Tahoe and a boat. Mm-hmm. That person could very well be thinking, she's going to think I'm a fucking cunt. I'm a spoiled,
not
rotten
if you've
brat.
Been friends that long.
I know,
no,
but I
no
but,
way.
But you have that inner dialogue and you might feel like, I don't want to be braggy or I don't want to curse it. I don't want to talk about it because we've been in, contract three times and it's fallen
through.
It's
fallen out, right.
So there's multiple reasons why.
I actually think it shows a lot of restraint on the friend's part because, frankly, when I'm doing anything with real estate, it's all I can think about, all I can talk about. God, I'm a nightmare of a friend.
So I don't know.
I'm that girl in this relationship.
I think that you have played this through in your head and come to a certain conclusion. I'm just trying to sort of make it clear. It's not always what you think.
It is true, and you are an overthinker.
So
you are a girl.
There is like, whoa.
She
you
is.
Say it like it's an insult.
Well, sometimes if a chick could just like, think about something else. We do it to ourselves. We analyze everything that somebody says. It's almost like that mistake that people make where they think everyone's thinking about them. That's not. Everyone's in their head thinking everyone's thinking about them, but we're all really kind of alone. No one out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. Like no one's like sitting around like thinking about how you feel about them, but you're sitting around thinking about how this person thinks about you. Like stop doing that.
Here's the last thing I'll leave you with. This is just my opinion. And then I want to hear from Bryn and, you know, of course, the nugget is about to fall out of Alex's mouth.
Save
guaranteed.
Alex for last.
Right.
It's always surprising. Yeah.
So look, here's the last thing I'll say. Good friends, people you really like, they're jewels. That's something to be
treasured.
Absolutely treasured. And so I would say, while you're sitting here doing sort of math on the percentage of output this person's giving, and you're, is this, the am effort, I doing right. more? And is this, is there, they're not doing enough? And that's actually the kind of behavior from a not a good friend.
Yeah. Sometimes that's why a person pulls back from you, because you're fucking constantly measuring shit and you're like a, like there's an air of despair, an air of desperation where you're just, oh, are you gonna see me or what? How come you don't like me as much as I like you? That's like annoying, and it's, and it niggles at people. Like people
is
feel
she
that.
Saying that though, or is she just giving us her internal?
No,
dialogue?
I think she's it's definitely just her saying internal that.
Dialogue. I don't know she's what saying she's saying, she's, or she if it's coming it's across in other ways. And I'm not even saying that that's what's going. I'm just trying to tell you that in reality, friends are to be treasured and held on to as best you can. And the idea that you're leaving this situation, it seems to me like maybe you're the one doing too much scorekeeping.
Yeah.
And that this person, look, I this is the honest truth. Life in general takes more work for me. Like, I see people, they juggle a million things and they seem
the
to just
going.
Be smoothly transitioning from one thing to the next. And I'm like, it's noon and I'm spent. My God, what am I going to do? How am I going to get through this day? Lunch. I got to make lunch. Motherfucker. Like that is, some people don't have the capacity you have.
Right.
And that's not something to hold against them. Maybe that's who she is. I don't know this person, but I'm trying to explain you're maybe not seeing all sides of this.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because I was like, hey, man, sounds like she's ghosting you. Let her go. And V is like, look, this matters to you. You should talk with her about it. What does she do? How does she talk? Does she specifically address this or does she not?
I wouldn't. But that's because I would accept my role in this relationship and be good with the fact that she's not ghosting you. She's just not
actively planning things. Right.
And so you're the planner. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Now, if she starts saying, no, I can't make it. No, I don't want to do that.
Yep.
I'm not answering my phone because she called.
No, thanks.
Then you know
you
don't have a friend. But if this person's showing up all the times that you want to see her and you clearly like her, why would you take that little bit of effort that it takes to make a plan when you're clearly good at that?
Yeah, it's your thing.
That's, you're going to throw a friend out for that? Okay. That'll be your loss.
Yeah.
More than anybody's.
It just sounds like you're grinding on this. Just, you know what? Put it on a back burner and just live your life.
Alex?
If something occurs, thanks. Yeah. Oh, do we need to let Bryn go? Bryn go?
Bryn?
I was just going to say that I'm not the planner in my relationships with my friends. I have a bunch of, I'd say a pretty handful of friends that I love. And some of them have kids, some of them don't. And since I've had my two new ones, I just don't have the capacity to think about emotions and where we stand in our relationship as much as I love
them. It's fucking tedious.
It's exhausting hearing that. And I wouldn't reach out to this person, but that's because I have my relationships with my friends and I know how we are. We'll be good. But I do think that, one, don't reach out. I mean, just maybe get busy with what you're doing and your kids. Right? There's a lot going on and overthinking it is not going to help. And I think calling it out, like pointing out a problem in the relationship,
is what's wrong with your relationship.
That may not exist, might become a problem.
Right.
Anyway, so it's kind of more of the same. Alex?
All right, Alex, stun us.
I don't have any nuggets today, unfortunately. But what God. Can I
say? You actually will never know if you have a nugget. So just tell us your thoughts on this situation.
No, this one really isn't. So for sure, like I've had situations like we all have where we have friends that are like kind of our best friends and we get busy.
Yeah.
And I've had to learn that. I have friends that have kids and
And you've whined about it to them and they've been like,
no, I haven't whined about it. No, that's the thing. I wouldn't whine about it. Oh. That's what I'll just say. Yeah. It's
you're such a boy.
Yeah. Like why when they're busy, why bug them? So
Okay, so nothing then. You're right.
I have nothing. Right. Yeah. See, I was going to try here.
Good job. No, that was great. Don't try. Never try. Just tell us your thoughts.
I was going to try to get serious.
We're putting too much pressure on
him. There's way too much pressure on me. Yeah.
Because let's just let the nuggets come. It's like taking a shit.
Okay, you know what? Just cut her off. Just cut her off.
You're not supposed to force it. Yeah. You're not supposed to push. You know, yeah. Just let it. If the nuggets come,
let your body do its job.
Let your body do its job.
I tell my daughters that all the time.
That's right. That's right.
Here, hold on. Let me cut. I'm cutting that out right now. I'm marking this. Yeah. Anyways,
so you're saying cut the girl off? Huh?
I'm cut her off. It's over. You know, no more friendship. It's good. Move on.
He's trying to be hilarious. No, don't try.
I'm not trying to be.
You're funnier when you're not trying.
Let your body do its job.
Right. Don't force it.
And
don't
push.
And
more prunes.
Right. More prunes. Yeah. If you can eat more prunes, we'll get more nuggets out of you. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day. Send your emails to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. I would also like to point out that this person did include a phone number. Well done.
Why didn't we call them?
No, I felt like we didn't need to call them.
Oh.
I'm not going to call every single person.
I'm calling that person.
Yeah, let's call them here. and put it on the secret show. I'll just edit myself out. That whole just, you know.
I'm going to edit you
out. We don't know what you're talking about.
Just relax.
V-Hale, I love you.
Yes, love you, V-Hale.
You're the best.
Around.
The end.